Now we have a debate, as always, debating whether or not this is true, and we've got these expert debaters who've been studying for weeks, as we always say. Debater number one, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hi there, who am I speaking to?
My name is Sarah Bergman, and I'm the regional director for Heathens Anonymous.
Heathens Anonymous. Okay, alright. And debater number two.
Hey, I'm here with, For God Anonymous.
For God Anonymous?
For God Anonymous.
Is it the number four or the word F-O-R?
Word F-O-R.
Okay. Now...
Word F-O-R.
As I'm sure everybody knows, the young woman from Heathens Anonymous says this tract is 100% true, and the gentleman from For God Anonymous believes this tract is false, and I'm sure that that was pretty explanatory. Self-explanatory is what I meant to say, not explanatory, because explanatory means I'm explaining it, which I am doing. So... let's see. Gentlemen. Oh, you know what? I just realized. What's your name, sir? You told us what you were from, but you didn't tell us your name.
I'm Jack.
Jack, okay. Jack, you do get to start us off by telling us why this tract is completely false.
Oh, that's excellent. It's very clear. Well, you see, the diamond comes from Africa.
Yes.
And we all know that this entire tract was just a blatant attempt to put a price on getting into heaven. And you and I both know that that's completely false.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What do you mean putting a price on getting into heaven?
Well, the entire thing was about material wealth. A person shouldn't want to go to heaven because they want money.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
They should want to go to heaven because they love God.
So you're saying that the tract, it should be literally interpreted to mean that getting into heaven is worth roughly $4 million.
Only when a lawyer says it.
All right. All right. Well, that's a pretty serious claim. What do you think? I'm sorry. What's your name? Claire?
Sarah.
Sarah. I was so far off.
You were.
Sarah.
That's all right, my son. I think that this young man, Jack, is very unenlightened.
Jack Chick?
No, this young man, Jack, who's debating me.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. This entire tract was not necessarily about materialism. It's that the woman was originally very materialistic, but did not know about God and his decree. And when she found out about going to heaven, she was obviously much more interested in that than the diamond. And so it's really about enlightening people and making them want to go to heaven.
Interesting argument. All right. Well, here's my question about that for you, Sarah. If you're saying, okay, so basically the lawyer comes in and says, oh, you're upset about $4 million. Well, here's something valuable, heaven. And she goes, oh my God, you're right. So basically he uses her greed to get her into heaven, right? I mean, he uses greed to get her interested in Jesus.
No, because it's not about monetary value. He says this is more valuable, but he doesn't say it's worth more money.
Well, he does say it's worth more.
More money? He doesn't say
well,
money.
Well, he says worth more.
It's worth more
well,
to
Well, presumably
you.
It's worth more than money. So if she's greedy, she'll be greedy for that even more, right?
Perhaps.
What do you think,
but
Jack?
But in either case, she learns to accept God.
What do you think, Jack?
I think that it's very clear in this tract that we were looking at a classic example of lawyers using money to try and get people to believe in God. I have with me an expert lawyer on lawyers who can tell us that this is completely true. If you would please come in.
Welcome, expert on lawyers.
Yes.
Hi, now are you... Wow, are you the lawyer from the tract?
Yes.
What a coincidence. And you're here to help the person who says this tract is not true.
Yes, it's blatant misrepresentation of what actually happened.
Well, what actually happened?
There was no diamond. It was just a worthless stone, but we all agreed that we hated the old woman, so we wanted to make her feel bad.
Oh, it was all like a... She was like...
Yes.
Christian punked.
Actually, the Lawyers Guild made up Christianity one night, too.
Oh.
It's a great scam.
Oh,
young
so this
man,
is all... Oh,
young yep. man, I think you may be interested in my organization.
I own your organization.
What is your organization? Tell us about it.
Heathens Anonymous.
What is that? What does that mean?
Heathens come and we save them.
Without telling you their names.
Right. They're anonymous.
So what if they don't really give you their real soul? If you don't check their IDs, you might not know.
They don't give us their souls.
Interesting.
I don't collect souls.
Well, that's probably...
I do.
I'm not a demon.
Oh. Well, that's for the best. All right. So wait, so then... Okay, so that's Heathens Anonymous. So they come to you, and then what? And what do you do
and
for them?
And we save them.
How?
Through confession and through prayer.
You confess things to them?
They confess things to us.
That makes more sense. All right, so then what's your organization, then?
My organization is, Christians Anonymous, I believe.
Sure.
Excellent.
I think you said For God Anonymous.
Oh, right. For God Anonymous. We don't believe in any of these labels. We believe in loving the Lord as we should, not for want of material things or threats of being sent to a pit. We believe in loving God.
So are you, like, also a client? So that mean you used to believe in... No, wait, I'm confused. People come to you who are for God?
Yes.
And then you do what for them?
We make them love God even more.
Well, then what? Why do they need to be anonymous, then? If you're going, that's good, but not quite good enough.
You know what?
Yeah?
I think I'm going to talk to the president about that.
That's probably for the best. All right. Oh, yeah, we got an expert here, though.
Yes, my name is Charlie.
Oh, it's Charlie Peterson from
Senior.
The track. Oh, Charlie Peterson, you're his father?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm 122 years old.
You're not,
if I'm a day.
You're not dead. Wow.
Tragically, no. I wish I was dead every day. But since I have to be alive...
Now
questions come into my head sometimes.
Like what?
Well... One thing I've learned in my many years of stalking the earth is never trust a lawyer.
Oh.
I'm skeptical of whatever side that lawyer was on in the tract.
Hey.
But here's the problem. In the tract, he was on one side, and here in the debate, he's on the other side.
Why, law man? Law talking man? What were they doing? What the hell were you doing in the tract? What did you want from that woman? Like, she could have paid you, and you did something for free. Only bad people do things for free. That's what I've learned from being on the Earth for 122 years.
Mr. Peterson Sr.
Yes, sir.
I have a question, actually.
Yes, sir.
If you're still alive, why did your son leave his family heirlooms to strangers?
Because my son hates me. That's why.
Oh. Is he jealous of
your... I was an abusive daddy, you see.
Oh, that's probably not good.
That's not good. Why was he in Africa in the first place?
No, he wasn't. That was like your grandfather, I think, or his grandfather, or something like that.
Okay.
You're getting a little confused, but you are pretty old, so I can understand that.
Yeah. These debates are confusing, because people throw in all these new facts, and I have so many facts already, and an old fact's gotta go away every time a new fact goes in. My other question, though, has to do with the anonymous one, the Heathens Anonymous.
Okay.
It's kinda like the full whatever anonymous thing that guy over there was
for God.
Doing. Yeah, that guy,
They do sort of sound the same, don't they?
So, what the heathen have to do to be anonymous? See, I'd be anonymous because I'd be afraid Jack Chick were going to write a tract about me.
I'm sorry,
but
sir?
We already gave your name,
sir,
Charlie Peterson.
Do you not ever remember coming to our building?
I don't remember a lot of things. I'm got to be honest.
Frank, I have to explain to you that Mr. Peterson Sr. here has actually been to several of our meetings and never seems to learn the word anonymous and what it means.
Which is why he tells us his name.
We are... Exactly. We're slightly afraid that he may be possessed by a demon, which is why he has not yet died.
Well...
I'm gonna go to a doctor and ask about that.
Okay.
Doctor, am I possessed by a demon?
Wait, no, you're not at the doctor. This is the radio.
There are no doctors
no,
here, Mr. Peterson.
No, you're not.
That's a lawyer. Don't listen to him.
And there are no doctors at our center either.
You can listen to me. Just sign this contract.
Where can I find a doctor?
There's no doctors. Maybe...
Actually,
at a doctor's
you're
office.
You're a doctor? Hold
you're
on.
A doctor?
Jack, you're
well,
a doctor?
I'm a doctor of law, but I mean...
I'm a doctor, too.
A doctor of
I'm
law doesn't count.
I'm kind of doctor. I want me an exorcism right now. $5 for it.
Well, $5.
Sweet.
No,
I also have a theology degree?
You don't have to pay for exorcisms, Mr. Peterson.
Certainly he does
How
if he wants
live,
to.
Then? No, okay, hold on. There's not going to be an exorcism in here. Mr. Peterson, thank you for your contribution, but the thing is... I
gotta eat some oatmeal, so yeah,
well,
I'm going to wrap
oatmeal.
It up.
All right, get some oatmeal. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep on trucking.
Oh, boy, yeah.
All right.
It's tasty oatmeal. Good night, everyone.
No, hold on. We're not done yet with the debate. Jack.
Yes.
All right. We're trying to get this focused back onto the argument. So you believe in all this Jesus stuff, just not in the tract.
Right.
Whereas she believes in the Jesus stuff and the tract.
Exactly.
All right. So then why don't you make your closing arguments and tell me what's wrong with her arguments?
Well, it's very simple. She thinks that you can put value on things like being saved.
But she specifically said nonstop the whole time that she doesn't think that.
I'm partially deaf.
Oh. Well, then continue.
Excellent. She thinks that the devil was in the diamond. And I think that this is simply not true.
Interesting. Interesting.
Instead, I believe that the lawyer was incorrect in his trying to trick that poor woman into believing in Jesus, and instead, she should have simply said, love Jesus, because he sacrificed for you, and not mentioned the diamond.
So you object to his ruse.
Right.
All right. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm going to ignore the fact that this young man has obviously not listened to a word I said tonight.
Okay.
And tell you in my closing argument that I have met Miss Cleo.
And No. Miss Cleo.
In fact, is God.
Now, hold on
God,
a minute.
God in the tract was Miss Cleo, was she not?
Well, this time.
I'm sorry?
Sometimes there's other gods involved.
Sir, I think you should look into my organization.
Now, I'm not saying I'm a heathen. Look, that's not the point.
You're not saying it, sir.
Legally,
but I'm getting all the heathen vibes from you.
All right, well, so your argument basically is that
there is one God.
And you've spoken to this God.
I've spoken to Miss Cleo the God, and this tract is entirely true.
Okay, so God, wait, but now, you're saying, okay, but let me ask you this,
yes.
I'm sorry. God doesn't put a price on being saved, but Miss Cleo puts a price on her phone calls.
I need to clear something up on the air right now, which
What's
is that?
That
all of the money that Miss Cleo takes from her phone calls go to the church.
You know,
except for my fee.
I don't believe that that's true.
Well, you
I
should
don't
read the fine
true.
Print on the commercials.
I'm
going
to have to
sir.
Look that up. I'm going to have to look
you
that
should.
Up.
I wrote the fine print.
All right, but I'm not going to take your word for it. All right, but what I'm going
to
do is
take that coin's word for
seriously
it.
Consider what you both have said and say that. Well, yeah, you're right.
Told you.
So sorry, Mr. For God Anonymous. Your organization seems kind of foolish, especially the fact that it's For God and then Anonymous and then it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, you're so getting sued.
I'm sorry.
Can you put the coin on my exorcism?
No exorcism necessary, because we just found out that you have to believe in God and there's a monetary... I don't know what anything about money. We have not learned anything on this tractor
right,
fiction
well,
today.
Now,
I learned about porcupine
we'll
zygotes.
Get rolling.
Nice.
I'm
well,
sorry.
It's been lovely, but I have a Satanics Anonymous meeting to go to.
You're going... Oh, goodness gracious me.
Wait for me.
Thank you all for listening to Tractor Fiction tonight. This is Jack Chow. I keep saying I'm Jack Chick, and I'm not. Oh, golly. This is Frank Allen. Goodbye.